is 997 or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
There was an article.
Oh. He took the case off it and he put like a plastic milk carton on it. Had two water things coming off it. Why he was running ice water through it? Chili?
There was an article I read that had a 486 DX33.
Okay.
They took it all out of the
an old school overclocker.
Put it into a bar fridge
with a liquid,
all sorts of like bottles of vodka and stuff like that in the bar freezer.
Okay.
And were able to overclock it to a 250 megahertz. And they were able to run.
That blows him away.
They were able to run half life for 3.5 minutes before it fried.
Oh, it fried. Let's see, that doesn't count to me. It's the fact that it fried.
But that was only because they were playing the game on it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Everything else could be stable. They were like, okay, what the hell, we'll play a game on it, see what it can do. And then it fried up.
That's probably...
Yeah.
Through the process, they thought, okay, fine, we'll try different things to try and keep it cool in the freezer.
Yeah.
And they ended up getting the...
I heard about
something
I don't remember what the was.
The 40%+ vodka ended up being the best cooling for it. They tried beer and scotch and all the rest of it. Okay,
the Russians are sitting on a gold mine of cooling. I heard about people running it in an alcohol, like the entire thing was submersed in alcohol or something inside a fish tank.
It wasn't submersed.
But I don't know what the
form. Mineral oil?
I saw that.
Yeah, I've heard of mineral oil. I've heard of distilled water. I've never heard of vodka. Well, that's really damn pure vodka.
What they did...
It's just vodka bottles.
No, it was in the bottle.
Yeah, they were
in bottles.
Maybe it was mineral water.
Wouldn't it be ceramic?
Oh, yeah.
No, just suck the heat right out, or a metal?
No, that's what they use right now is the metals to cool it.
Yeah.
The water surrounds everything. You get total
circulated.
If you could put on a liquid metal, then yeah. If you encase the motherboard in liquid metal,
No.
It starts out as it, but then it solidifies.
Oh.
It's got full contact.
The motherboard, he came home with
a short circuit motherboard.
Yeah.
But it would cool off really well.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't recognize the name, but
distilled water, yeah. But you got to be careful about
something
particles. Because as soon as there's something floating,
yeah, it's obvious. If they're interested. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I'll throw the idea out there to a couple of people who think they're going to do it. But it's got to be people that have money. I'm asking them about that.
Yeah.
And at
this
point,
why do they have to have money? Why do they have to have money?
Because he's selling this stuff. The idea of using
is great. They have to already have their bills taken care of.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm
trying to say.
I'm like, they don't need money. They need $20 a month for the website, but that won't cut. That's not that much. How much?
It's considerably more than the average.
How much does a cell phone cost?
My cell phone?
$30-$40 a month? $80 a month if you have all the nice features. $120 a month, some people pay. We're talking $20 for a website. It's not that much.
Especially businesses, hopefully. Well,
and not everybody in the world has your fucking access to your cell phone. Everybody in the world has access to your website.
You have to pay $20 a month to do that. It starts to become... You know, you're trying to get people to do this for you to help you out first.
That's what I said.
To make their own money.
Yeah,
you need to try to help them out. Getting them to pay for their own website is a good idea to help increase your customer base, yes, but I think that maybe just trying to make it a point to get an advertising website for yourself out and get it to the point where we have enough leads with, like, hey, here, Phil, here's 50 phone numbers, let me know when you're
problem is it takes work to develop those websites.
Right. It does, but you know somebody who does SEO. Or he does.
Yeah.
As long as you can get one website out there that will attract
people. Well, we have our one website out there that attracts a lot of attention. Well, not a lot of people out there have looked at it, but like the people that have looked at it, they love it. So
exactly. Well, with the website in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah. It's fantastic. What you need to do is find a way to get people to look at it more.
Yeah, exactly.
Fill out that
Agreed.
Way, there's a group of us going, what the fuck are you going to call it?
And we have worked on the form here to help fill out the information, but we still have to link that into the website.
Well, I'll use the 10 and 10 rule.
By the way, on that note, I need flashback. We got no flash design or any flashbacks, so I can fucking update this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that my plate isn't already full enough, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Dan, you want to become a flash coder? Make your job easy. We don't have many flash sites.
We'll get to you and
just give you the responsibility of handling anything flash.
Yeah.
Come on, you're already a jack of all trades. Learn a new one.
You can do it.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Close brackets. Some writing in here. Open bracket.
You know it. You want to be fun.
I dabbled in HTML. I had fun when you could still use the Blink command.
Blink.
It's been a long time. Netscape was doing, bro.
Still there.
It doesn't work. You can't put
Blink.
What I used to do was just
for it differently on
Blink
on
an entire website. Say, here, go here and read this. And it's like, why is it blinking? What are you talking about? I don't know,
no,
man. It looks fine to me.
There is a Dreamweaver extension that can make your site the most annoying site in the world. That adds a cat picture and blinking text and all the rest of horrible, ugly shit that you can say, I can find it. It'll change your site to.
It'll look like go Iron Mountain Bull Master.
Oh, my God.
Man. That's an interesting idea, and this guy's actually very, very rich now. I wish I could find the article on it, but he put out a website where you could pay him $10 for a piece of business listing. You know,
yeah,
to make it the biggest.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I saw
it. It was just pictures of a whole shitload of people on this big ass page.
Yeah.
That made millions of sense.
Oh, yeah.
You need an idea like that.
Yeah.
That page is still accessible, by the way.
One of us has got to be running around, nail our heads when we wake up, and go, we're going to do that. Not like when. We're going to Mexico.
He charged $10 for people to add their photo.
Yeah. And that page is still accessible.
And that page
is the famous picture. A lot of people go look at it. It's like biggestpicture.com or something stupid like that.
Pay the price per pixel.
Yeah.
It is. It makes so much.
Justin still on call, too?
He can chat.
What's got to do?
We're going to need to be out here, aren't we?
Yeah. He said, come
here. Down back to
can we call? Because we'd have to call for you.
Yeah.
I think you can put the output.
The Latinos? Really? Cool.
Nice.
I believe you.
Yeah, 613.
If they're on your head, nobody else.
695.
Sure.
2788.
No, you're calling here.
So yeah. Hey, Steve. No, we don't have Vent anymore, so we've used Skype. So until you get that, though, we can just call you. So yeah, there's some, you know, we're trying to figure out some sales strategies here, Steve, and you know, thinking about bringing on more agents, and we're gonna need some kind of leadership in the sales. And you're one of our, you know, top agents, so kind of bring you up to our level now again. Huh? I mean, you can stay on the line. Is that okay?
Yeah. I just won't be able to hear whatever it helps.
Right now, they're all outside of the room. We're just on a mic, so we can all just... We're all in the same room.
Right.
Yeah, so we're good. So anyways, here, I'll pass it off to Dan. I've been talking for a bit, so I'll catch up with him. By the way, hopefully next week I'll be seeing Star Trek. Anyone who hasn't seen it, I know you have, Steve, but Dan. You've seen it already, too? Fuck.